We were going to tell you a story, but we're not concise enough to fit it in 30 seconds.
What we can tell you is that one time I saw a sand shark.
And one time I tried to flirt with my dentist using finger guns.
One time I had to tape my pants during a job interview.
And I've been known to pee on my pants, not in my pants. You can hear all this chaos and more on
I'm Like Really Funny.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, bye!
Talking to your brain cells, don't forget to take your pills. Roller coaster, take care of you. Holy shit, it's coming through! Your smarts on the tall will make you love my store with everything like loose. Welcome to Cell Toys, I hate you!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
God, every fucking time. That shit.
How about you go choke on a dick?
I can't. I don't have a gag reflex.
Even
I do.
Better.
I gag every time I brush my teeth. Like, when I brush my teeth.
That's because you try poking your throat with your toothbrush. I've seen you do it. You're like, gah, gah, gah.
No, I just put my toothbrush in the back of my throat because that's where the bad breaths is.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
You've seen them?
Yeah. It's called Tonsil Stones and Ghoulies.
Tonsil Stones and Ghoulies. I love that SNES game.
Yeah, so the tonsil stones are obviously like bacteria-covered biotic material that generates stench. But
I'm a
ghoulies are the
organism.
Haunted things inside of your body that come from the bad thoughts that you have.
Ghoulies, girl. Ghoulina.
Like, oh, Victor. Victor, so, did you know why cum is white? It's because it's ghosts. it's all the like the sexy thoughts you had dead and turned into ghosts.
Ectoplasm.
Okay. Y'all have fun with
this. Hey, Kyle. It's okay.
I'm just kidding.
Beware, the ghosts are coming for you.
Gross.
Okay. Y'all ready for the start of the podcast?
Go.
I only heard it from
Kyle.
You. What about you?
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I'm gravy, man.
Go.
That was fun.
All right. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Sometimes I Hate You, your favorite weekly comedy variety podcast. Your favorite comedy variety podcast that comes around once a week, every week, all week. I'm Andy, that's Kyle.
Hey.
And that's Victor.
What a hooter.
Man, my fucking brain
that
today.
That just broke.
Well, you were just at work for like 12 hours.
Yeah, I had a 12-hour shift today, so obviously that left my brain a terrible.
Oh my god.
You know when you run and you're a child and you run faster and faster and then your legs stop keeping up with the speed that you want your brain to keep up with?
Yeah.
So you just scorpion on your face and then like maybe you tumble and then maybe you get back up and sprint a little bit for a second and then you tumble again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what my brain does sometimes. It'll be like, I'm trying to think
sometimes,
of it.
Sometimes,
like, in video
bro,
games.
I've been present for that more often than not.
Dude, it happens to me all the time. Like, all the time. It doesn't,
yeah,
like, there are times that I'm telling Kyle about something that I'm super passionate about. I'll be like, oh, the blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you didn't say words. You think you said words. Or
but
what's worse is I do it to both of you guys.
Yeah.
I'll say something. Mm-hmm. It won't be words. And then I expect you guys to have understood what it meant.
Sometimes I understand what you say.
Yeah, I catch some stuff here
but
and there
sometimes
nowadays.
It's just too much.
It's fine. That's what it's here for. So we're going to go in two directions.
Yeah.
The first direction is Kyle's going to tell us a story.
Okay.
But Kyle.
Yeah.
You got to tell us the truncated part of the story because I know
the
you
what?
Spent 30 hours doing this.
The what?
The truncated part of the story.
Short
you
got to
talk into the microphone. Short and sweet.
Okay.
All right. You have been doing this for 30 some odd hours. Why have you invested 30
smile.
Some odd hours in Baldur's Gate?
No, not 30. It was like 20 hours.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Actually, technically, it would have been more, but I didn't realize the save function of
so,
Baldur's
so
Gate.
So the 30 hours thing
yeah.
is not wrong.
I don't know. It was just real fun. It
so,
was real fun.
Wait,
and I kept
hold on.
Dying a lot.
You've been playing over 20 hours of Baldur's Gate 3?
Which came out on, like, Wednesday of last week.
Yeah, that just came out, like, last week.
Yeah, it's great. I love it so much. Some of the glitches are fine. Like, some of the weird little kinks in the game are okay. But some of them are not. I was very frustrated when I tried to play multiplayer. Because I played online with our friend Cuddles. And for some reason, anytime we got into a battle scenario, like, all of the actions that I could see were delayed. So I would tell my character to move and then, like, attack. And I would hit the, the button to go to the next person. And my character wouldn't do anything. And I would sit there and wait for, like, 5 minutes until I'd finally see my person. And I'd see Cuddles and the people he was controlling going around doing their shit. And then my people would take, like, 5 minutes to go do stuff. And then I was still stuck in, like, our battle scenario for 5 minutes until, like, my chick finally killed the guy just because my, like, for some reason I don't know. I have no idea. Because Cuddles, on his end, everything was working fine and everything was moving, as it should. But for some reason, on my end, it was just, like, lag. It was behind for some reason, like, the movements. I have no fucking idea.
What got you so, like, excited for this game?
For one, it looks like Diablo.
In the lead up. So, for those of you guys not knowing, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
All of the rules and complicated functionality of Dungeons and Dragons. It's that game squished into a video game universe.
It was great.
With a preset story and everything. And literally, you walk in knowing everything you knew. If you, like, Kyle and I spent, no joke, like, 6 months studying how to play Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. And because of it, we know everything about that game by heart without having played the game.
There's some mechanics that don't work correctly, but that's just because how it transitions to video game. But pretty much when it was trying to explain to me, like, the character sheet and how to, what you can do during, your battles and stuff
You're
like that,
I got
like,
this.
I don't need none of this. I got it.
Might be why you love it so much, is because it's something you know so confidently. You're just like, I don't need help. Yeah. I can do this on my own.
Well, dude, we have, like, Kyle and I have tried again and again and again to try to get, like, a party of D&D people together. But that's the thing about one nerd people. Somehow, the nerd people we know have social lives. Don't know why. Somehow they do. And it doesn't revolve around D&D. So obviously, we're not, like, basement nerds. Because, like, Kyle...
No, but some of them it does. Because remember, Cuddles was playing on, like, 2 online D&D campaigns.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Consecutively.
So we know one guy who's essentially a dungeon nerd. But Victor, Kyle, you guys came with me to 2 different game shops. Victor, we went to a closing down game shop. And do you remember that leather trench coat and basketball shorts wearing motherfucker with the fucking cowboy
punch
hat?
Punch him in the
was
throat so bad.
No.
No, it was worse than Andre, Kyle.
That guy is the opposite. Like, whatever, like, energy I put out, he gives off the opposite. Like, if
Kyle,
anything is sexy about me,
like,
he is mega sexy.
No, like, so the difference was Andre would have walked out with wellies on, whereas this dude was wearing, like, Jordans and, like, white ankles.
Excuse us while we suffer from technical foldies. Sometimes I hate you. We'll be right back.
All right, so basically the difference between Andre going out into public like this and this dude was gross. I know Andre doesn't shower all the time, but this guy showers, like, maybe once a month.
Hey. You know, I take offense to that, because I actually shower more often than Kyle does.
Hey.
You can't take offense to that. You, the reason I
take a shower every day.
That you have work.
Yes.
Oh.
So oftentimes.
Sometimes if I'm just sitting at home not doing anything, I don't need to take a shower that day.
You know how much dead you just hangs out on your skin the whole time and you just let it hang out there all day?
Bitch, I don't exfoliate. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. There's dead skin all over me all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nasty motherfucker. Look like a goddamn zombie and shit walking around with all this dead corpse skin on you.
It's fine. It's fine. I just need to cover myself in like plastic bags and donate it to Salvation Army or something.
Yeah, I can respect
it. Here's a meat shirt.
Here's a meat shirt
for you. But, okay. Yes, there are dungeon nerds and then there's us. We are nerds, but like, we've all had sex.
Oh yeah. I just had some yesterday.
We've all been to rock shows, and
oh, yeah.
I think all of us have driven motorcycles. So, like, the collective of us are, like, a leather jacket as a person, you know? Like,
just all of us together. Unit of a leather jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Victor, you get to be the torso. Kyle and I are the arms. One arm is slightly bigger than the other, because that dude's just fucking just fist bumping all the time in that leather jacket.
Throw it on the floor.
So, like, that's that. But for some reason, and, like, I remember growing up, everybody was like, nerds use technology and stuff like that. Like, do you know how impossible it is to keep my nerd friends together just so they would just fucking text each other about playing D&D?
It's pretty much impossible.
The biggest fucking most Herculean task to keep people doing the thing they say they like, but don't like enough to be consistent. Yeah. So, the bitching aside, we are complaining because we can never play this game that we love and spent years studying.
But now we can.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm sorry. Like, I love it so much. I got frustrated at it, and I actually had to take a break. Even though I had only played it for like 2 days, I was like, it's too much. I need to calm down or else.
Well, yeah. Two days of like 10-hour sessions, though.
Because I stayed home from work last week because I was sick, and I didn't have anything to do, really. Like, I worked, but once work was done, I was like, I'm going to play Baldur's Gate. And it was fantastic. I love it so much.
Oh my god. Dude, so much.
Yeah, I haven't seen her so, like, invested in a video game, but, like, every time I go to sit with her, she's like, I love this and this and this, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, not bored to tears, because I like what the game has, but it is the buggiest, glitchiest mess of bullshit I've ever seen.
It definitely is. I learned that, so doors and, like, passage, like, secret passageways you have to click on to interact with, but if you just
walk at them,
click the floor on the other side, they just walk through it.
Oh, you know, hey, this right door is locked with a max skill. I'm just going right on through. I don't give a fuck.
And I found this one passageway that was a secret passageway. And when I had my characters walk through it, for some reason, their, like, parts of their body would just, like, disappear.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they would just be, like, a headless, like, body, and then all of a sudden their arms would go, and then their whole body would be gone for, like, a second, and they'd reappear on the other.
Dude, I love it, because it pretends to be this immersive-ass, like, RPG game, and you're like, yeah, this is another world I could live in. And then all of a sudden, there's just fucking children with no faces T-posing and floating around town.
It's just because, like, the town's haunted. That's why.
Pretty much every time I've loaded into the game, my characters automatically snap to T-pose.
And they just chill there for a minute, too. Yeah. You can, like, walk your ass around the map. You can do some fucking actual actions. Like, let's go fight in T-pose. And so,
yeah, it's like that one dude in Dark Souls. Like, right after you beat the gargoyles, there's this dude that just T-poses the whole time. And, like, From Software is just like, yeah, fuck it, we'll leave him like that. So that's just his thing now.
What's even worse is they thought that, and then they literally built it into subsequent games. Now you can do a T-pose as your dumb fucking praise thing, and it's named
they
after
have, like,
that
the
guy.
Gestures.
There's, I think it was in Skyrim, I think, there was this dude that interacted with, like, a chair wrong, and he would sit on, like, the actual, like, back of the chair instead of on the seat. And so they actually incorporated that into, like, a quest that you can do for him.
It's just where this dude sits now.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
It's crazy. I actually have some questions, Victor, because on the day after your birthday, which was the day you were supposed to celebrate your birthday, I couldn't get a hold of you because I had some questions. So now I have other questions.
Do you have questions to the questions?
What? What did you do for your birthday? How was your birthday? It's your belated birthday. Happy big busty bonanza full of beefcake birthday.
Man, you just pulled that out of your ass again. It's still going. I like it. It's like fucking 5 days later and you're still doing this shit.
On Victor's birthday, I would call him regularly throughout the day, ask him what he was doing. But before I said anything, I would say happy birthday, followed by a bunch of words alliterated using B's. And yeah. It usually started with big beefy. And yeah, then it was normally
big, beefy, busty buff cakes and shit like that. And I was just like,
all
right.
But it was like all day. I called him like 6 times that day, and every time it was different shit.
And like, you added words each time.
Yeah, yeah. By the end, it was like a 2-paragraph statement.
Man. Four score ago. No, but like, so I woke up, and then basically I was like, all right, cool. Man. I got to get this day started. And I got showered and all that. Go past all the hygiene and everything because I like to smell pretty. I went and picked my... Kyle! Hell yeah, I did.
Like a short period of that is like 45 minutes dedicated to you just pouring cologne on your testicles. Oh, no. Not even pouring. He opens like a bucket, like a metal fucking milking a cow bucket. And he just
I proceed to
and
Halo
dips his balls in. Yeah. Just fucking dip his balls in cologne. And then he's like, okay, we're good to go. Hopefully girlfriend loves me more.
I love you, baby. I hope I smell good enough. So our
I even
plan...
spruced up my balls for you today.
It's my birthday.
Oh. These are big, beefy birthday boy balls. Man, sometimes I forget that we have a girl on this show. I'm gonna do it for you with your birthday, but we'll use the letter F.
You'll figure it out. It's gonna be fine. Yep. So I went and picked her up. We got coffee together, aka just going to Starbucks because we were too lazy to go to any other place. And then we're like, all right, cool. We're gonna go to a pumpkin patch. There's this one in La Jolla. All the pictures on the internet look great and everything. We're like, it's going to be a real fun time.
No. Like, literally, the fact that you told us that tells me that it was not great.
That means they used, like, last year's picture.
So
let me tell you guys, it was bad.
So we drive up there. I'm just like, I want to flex my capabilities of being able to drive from National City all the way up to La Jolla with no freeway. Turns out I still remember how to get up there, no problem. It's perfectly fine. So I take us up there. We're on the scenic route, so
you're
seeing water
the
whole time.
Can you just stay on the Pacific Coast Highway for like 45 minutes?
That's not Pacific Coast Highway. Like, I know how to get all the way through there.
You go up
through
Harbor Drive and then on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Nah,
bitch,
dude.
That ain't much.
No. I don't cut through there. I end up going through like Point Loma and like Mission Bay and shit. It's crazy.
Yes, I'll go through Point Loma.
It's crazy. But so we get up there and then GPS is just like, hey, the pumpkin patch is right here. And I kind of just look and there's just this fucking like old closed down taco shop with no nothing
not
there.
Pumpkin patch.
And I was just kind of like, this seems off.
The pumpkin patch fell on some hard times,
I love that you didn't
guys.
Do some like recon before this.
Well,
like nothing. Because
they're like, Google is literally like, oh, this pumpkin patch is closed, this one's closed, but this one's open. And I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to go to the one in Ramona, but it's going to be balls fucking hot. And I just spent 45 minutes making my balls smell good, so I can't go over there because then they're going to smell bad afterwards. So I was like, La Jolla
dude,
sounds
so,
nice.
Wait, you straight up did that shit that like, when I worked retail with you, people would be like, oh, the new Fallout's out. I'm going to totally come and play Fallout. Oh, shit, they close it. What, 9:30? It was duh, dude. Like, you fucking Google better. What's going on? You didn't go to our website or anything like that?
So it turns out that for some reason Google Maps has the location next to it is the place, but Google Maps is the closed down taco shop where it's hanging out. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? So then I have to turn around because it's like on a weird corner of a main street in La Jolla. Ugh. And like it's a V to turn into it. So I was like, what is any of this bullshit? So I have to go down to residential and then find a parking spot there. So we walk up.
Dude, was
up
this somebody's house?
It's so bad, dude. We walk up. So it was a fun experience just to talk shit about it because it's great. But we walk up. There's this like, it's like Mr. Jack-O-Lantern's Halloween Superstore. And I was like, what the fuck? So we get through the gate. There's like a little booth right there with some guy chilling inside of it on his fucking phone. And then there's like a tent just full of Halloween like decorations and costumes and shit. I'll get to that.
Okay.
There's this like inflatable thing where I hear kids jumping and bouncing around inside of, but I swear to God I didn't see any kids.
Where the fuck are the kids?
It's like they're haunted or something. I heard them.
Is that a haunted bounce house?
I heard them. I couldn't see them. So we start walking around looking through the pumpkins. We instantly find the pumpkins we want. And then I look over to the right. There's this most sad and depressing, like, child's game section where it was just like, pop the balloons with darts. All the balloons were mostly popped. There was, like, four balloons on there. And I was like, how the fuck are you supposed to do anything with this? They had, like, a horseshoe toss, and it was just real sad and depressing.
Oh,
and then there's,
no.
like, a petting zoo. There's no animals for a petting zoo. And then it was all corralled inside of this little gate. And there's a guy just sitting there at the gate on his phone, cooking in the hot sun. And he was just like, I hate my life. But what's worse, there's a tent he could have just been sitting at underneath where all the
fucking
decorations
are. So he chose that.
Are. But instead, he's like, no, I gotta watch the carnival games that no one's here, except the weird ghost kids and this strange couple who came to La Jolla to go shop for pumpkins.
Fuck, Victor.
So we pick out our pumpkins, so then we go walk over to where the Halloween shit is. Oh my god, guys, this shit is like 10 years old. It's covered in dust. It's sun bleached. I swear, they must have picked this out of closed spirit Halloweens that just couldn't survive another year. And they just put it up. There's like blood.
Every
like
year, they just put up the same stuff.
They use the same shit. I kid you not. So like, there was pints of blood that had blood leaking out of it and shit. I was just like, what the fuck is this? So I walk up to the booth because I'm like, man, this place seems like it only takes cash. So I walk up to the booth and the guy's like kind of chilling on his phone. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, what's up? He's like, oh, shit, people. And I was
Did
like,
this dude have a mask on?
Yeah. Well, he had it hanging off his face, but there's like a plexi in the way, so it was fine. So then he put it on real quick while he was talking to me, like he just got caught doing something illegal. And I was like, yo, do you guys take cards? He's like,
yeah, we take cards.
Yeah. He's like, we take cards. Cool. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, I'm just going to do that. He's like, yeah, there's carts over there if you guys need help with the pumpkins. And I was like, I have arms. It's fine. But I'm like, we're good. So we go get our pumpkins, and then I put them on the counter, and then, like, on the counter, it just kind of goes, and I was like, oh, God, this thing's going to break. Luckily, it didn't break. And then the guy's like, all right, well, this, blah, blah, blah. And then he's, like, writing it into a book, like they're keeping inventory of this shit. Like, what the fuck, dude?
I love that they look at cashier's journals.
I know. That's great. I haven't seen that shit in years.
No, then, Victor, no one has seen that shit in fucking years.
I know,
like
I
only
have.
Only like the sleaziest love motels have that shit still.
Or pawn shops, because I've been to pawn shops. It's crazy over
there. Oh yeah, that makes sense. It's crazy. It's wild west pawn shop.
So then he like writes it up, I pay, and then he's just kind of standing there. He's like, well, thanks for coming, guys. He's like, you want candy? And I was like, what? He's like, I got candy.
No,
so he opens his little mini fridge and pulls out a skull that's just full of candy. He's like, yeah, I he's like, he accidentally bumps it into the plexiglass because he forgets it's there.
I forgot.
And so then he kind of like reaches his arm over it and then like hangs. He's like, yeah, I put it in the fridge because it's real hot and everything. And I just, it's Halloween, right? And I was like, yeah,
it's
sure, dude. You
gotta feed your ghost children.
I know.
Oh, man.
So then we take candy, and then I just walk off with our pumpkins, and then we both look at each other like, yo, that was crazy. And she's like, yeah, you know. I was like, that was not what I expected at all.
Oh,
so then,
guy.
Yeah, it was insane. So what's crazy, there's two people working this place, and that's what I mean. The guy that was at the carnival game, hashtag carnival game, was just chilling there, killing himself in the sun.
Bitch, did you just say hashtag carnival game in air quote? What the fuck was that? Dude,
I just wanted to
Victor,
do that to
we gotta
you
take
off.
You back in for punctuation class. Motherfuck!
No, hashtag.
I was semicolon lost. What?
Semicolon.
What are you talking about?
So then we go back to the car, and I'm like, hey, you want to take that road trip down the 101 now? So she's like, yeah, let's do that. So that was enjoyable because it was a weekday, so there was no cars or anything blocking the way. So we go up the 101, we make it all the way to the Oceanside, and I was like, hey, have you ever seen this like little like port town that looks like it's in Jaws? I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before, but it's dope. You literally just drive through there, and it just looks like you could like hang out with Jaws in that place. So we drive through there.
I saw a lot of weird shit. There was this one time I got lost on the freeways heading back home from, I think, San Bernardino or Los Angeles. I don't know. I went to one of those two places, just drove straight there, drove straight back. I think it was L.A. And on my way back, I did not take the 5 freeway, which everybody is supposed to take. I took some other random-ass freeway that gave me, like, a toll thing. And I found this tiny fucking village in California near the ocean with the clearest blue water, and I swear to you that I went into someone's afterlife and then kept on the freeway because I was just like, where the fuck am I? Dude, I have spent like 4 years looking this place up,
and
no idea
you
what
can't
it was.
Find it. It was just no a idea one what time it was. Thing. You
it was
just
this tiny
dimensions.
Like, yeah, I don't know what it was. It was like you know that song like Hotel California, and you get off, and then there's that place that you can't leave because it's basically hell and purgatory at the same time. I think I went through there. But the good thing is I didn't talk to nobody. Otherwise, I would have been stuck.
There's just a whole bunch of people just like, come on down to the hotel. You're just like, nope, gotta go.
No, I'm just going to stay on the freeway, head back to work.
It's cool, bro. We're good. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Dude, no, that was a weird day. So I that's what it was. I dropped my sister off in Los Angeles in the same day that I had to close.
Oh, man, you drove her up there on your bike, right?
Yeah, I took her up on my bike. And then I had to close at your store
my
the same
God.
Day. It was I had like just broken up with my super evil ex, so I was like, it's fine. I can just
I remember
keep myself
this day.
On the freeway
you
for
came
a few
in
hours.
So angry and just miserable.
I had a bad day. I remember our boss at the time was like, "You okay?" And I was like, "No." Can I just wear my Slipknot shirt all day?
He's
I had a
like,
Slipknot
yeah.
hoodie on that I missed deeply. Don't know what happened to it. It was a bad day. It was a good day, good drive, and I think I got lost in hell, but I'm not sure.
That's fine. You came out of it. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So we came back down. Something She's like, back. You want to go to Target? And I was like, yeah, it's cool to Target. So we go to the Target over in Oceanside.
I love that your girlfriend's Target is my Walmart. Like, I fucking love Walmart. She likes Target for some reason.
Yeah, well, we both mutually love Target. Like, it's just been
like
our building basis for our relationship.
But the thing is, like, Kyle and I go and loiter at Walmart. From time to time. That's like how we get out during COVID.
We always have. We just sit outside and try to sell people gift cards.
Yeah, there's a picture.
Hey,
of
you
want
to buy a gift card?
Kyle drew a portrait.
So we go over to Target. We go kind of explore there. I find a NECA Terminator 2 Arnie. So she buys me that for my birthday.
Bitchin'.
I was so stoked. And then I found a 2-pack of the Holiday Gremlins, which I've been trying to find out like forever. So it's the ones from like if you watch the movie where they do the Christmas caroling scene where the lady opens their door and is like, oh, rah, 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 rah. And I was just like, I need this in my life. So
That's
I picked that
awesome.
Up. So then we do that, and I was like, we went to Target and only left with toys. The lady's just like, because we tried splitting cards at the register. She's like, yeah, me and my husband do this for the dog toys. And she just kind of looks at us like, what the fuck's wrong with both of you? You're just buying toys at Target. We're like, that's whatever. So then we leave, come back home, and then we watch, what did we watch? I can't remember what we watched. We watched a movie and then did naughty things to each other because, you know, birthday stuff.
She put on a strap-on and fucked your throat.
No, God, no.
It's fine.
I swear there was something else in between there, but I can't remember it, and it'll probably jog my memory later on, but it's fine.
Wait, between the fucking and movie?
No, between Target and coming home. I just can't remember.
You guys
what
were
it
like,
was.
Let's eat cake while sex, okay? Happy birthday, babe.
It's boxes covering each other in cake.
No. You she's laying down, you're sitting up and thrusting, and you got a plate full of cake and you're just eating it, and she's kinda laying back eating cake like it's a sandwich.
I see.
It's good.
Man, that was all right. Thanks.
The amount that I think of you guys fucking while doing strange things is like a weird thing.
I know.
For me.
It's like you always put us in such precarious situations. It's so strange.
I mean, fuck. Last week I was talking about her railing you in the Amazon position. I don't know. It's what's going on, but
it's crazy, dude.
It's good for the soul.
We did all the things and we had a real fun time.
What did you get her for a present?
I got her a new record player. Well, her only record player. So she's, I love her to death. She buys vinyls without having an actual record player.
She's like, I like the cover art.
And she's been doing this for years that I've known her. Like, fucking
years. It's fine.
Years.
Good old Kyle has a Laserdisc copy.
Hold on. So this was when I was in high school. No, not even in high school. It was after high school. I walked past
I met you, and it was old.
Yeah. I walked past an antique shop, and I saw, in my eyes, a vinyl record of Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I was like, I need to have that. So I didn't look at it. I didn't do anything. I went into that fucking antique store and bought it. And I swear to you, like, it wasn't until a year later I took it out and realized that it was just Laserdisc.
And I was like, not only did you not buy the soundtrack, but you bought the film on Laserdisc.
I don't even know if you can find one of those things nowadays.
No. So no, I just
well, you can, but they're like $300 and stupid.
So I just have a Laserdisc copy of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's insane. Man.
And
so
what's crazy, if you look at the thing, it looks like a super DVD.
I
it's
know,
like if a DVD went
it.
Super
it's
Saiyan
crazy.
3. They're just gigantic DVDs.
And you're just like, what
but
are you
I
supposed to do with this? Can I put pizza
I
on it? Can I cook
it.
Pizza in the microwave with this?
What do I do with this?
Oh, yep.
So I got her a record player. It's actually significantly even better than mine. So it's like an old school, like vintage retro looking one. And it like lights up on the bottom and does all this crazy shit. So I was like, here, you now own a record player better than mine. And now use your records that you own. So then we did that. She ordered me my present. It didn't come in until like 2 days later, aww. But I finally have it now. So it's fine. And we're good.
What
it was
it?
A real good time.
What is it?
What is it?
She got me a Foshnok bundle from Fallout. So hold on.
Is that that thing on your left right now that I'm seeing? Because you have a poster next to you.
Oh, okay.
That I looked at it and I was like, Victor got a new poster.
It's like a banner that came with it. So there's an event that happens in Fallout that also happens in real life in a location called Helvetia in West Virginia. So basically, it's this small little town where they have this festival that is like to usher in spring, where they say get rid of Old Man Winter. So they burn an effigy of Old Man Winter to bring spring in. So in the game, it's this fun
it's
little
Fallout
event.
Fallout Midsummer.
So, yeah,
I was
basically.
Like, it's just the spring equinox.
Well, this happens in real life too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so in the town in the game, what happened since the world's ended and it's only other people, it's a group of robots that gets together and they just start like marching through the town and everyone just has to protect them while super mutants and giant bee monsters come to try and kill them.
And do they just yell Foshnot while
no,
walking
around?
No,
so like around? A song plays around. So it's like a little Mr. Handy, which is like a ball that has like, and he floats and he's got like three arms. He's got like a little top hat on and he's like a little parade master. So he leads all these robots wearing these crazy masks through the town and then you get masks as rewards and shit, and it's just a real fun
Did
time.
Did the robots make
bonding.
The masks?
No. So as you go through the town, each robot's just like, bring me eggs. So then you have to go kill like a whole bunch of toads that have eggs, and the other one's just like, I need firewood, and then they put masks on for some reason once you do the things
well,
for them.
Well, where do the masks come
I
from?
Don't, dude, I have no idea. They'll march
like,
to the center of town.
Did someone make them for them? Or
they literally march to the center of town, and they're just like, time to put on festivity mask, and then before you know it, there's just a mask on its head. You're like, what the fuck's happening? It's crazy.
I like that a lot.
But so the bundle came with the banner. It came with a cool ass stein that I can use for drinking beer now. And then it also came with like pins from like the Foshnok event for like the mask and stuff. So it's like just a really cool thing that we bonded over during, like, I think February was around the time that event happened. So
that's cool. I love that, like, you guys have been, like, consistently dating slash playing Fallout 76 together. Like, that's not date night, but, like, I know that, was it yesterday? Was your, no, not yesterday, Tuesdays. Which days? Wednesdays are your game nights with your girlfriend? You have, like, a night where you just play video games with your girlfriend,
well,
right?
Wednesdays is, like, the day we actually hang out. But normally it's, like, either a Monday or, like, a Thursday that we try to game together.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I mean, that sounds like a super fucking fun combination of birthday party and strange.
Yeah, it was such a weird day.
I have, I guess, a couple questions. Or, Victor, you had a question for Sometimes I Hate You that's been kicking around for a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, it's been like a Halloween-themed thing that I've been trying to kick around. So, there's two scenarios I'm going to throw at you guys. One of them is basically this. It's both basically you almost dying or dying. So, a scenario...
That's how I know I've definitely almost died. I can win this.
No. So, what would your perfect scenario be for you guys being murdered or killed in some way? Like, how would you want to go out, like, to be found? Like, say, for instance, it's just a horror movie and they find your corpse.
You know what? Let's flop this. Kyle, how do you think...
I don't know. I don't have an imagination for this. don't you dare ask me this question.
So, like, let's see how you would survive that situation. No, like, what would
No, I got a better one.
Okay, let's go.
I got a better one. You get a phone call that something has happened to me. How do you investigate this? And I will answer your questions. How do you investigate that something has happened to me? I already have a scenario.
God.
You asking me?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. God damn it, guys.
I just don't come home for 3 days. And you're like, man, I feel like I haven't seen him in a while. But maybe he's just at work.
No.
For 3 days.
I mean, who knows? He probably would just live at work at that
point. I got more overtime, guys. I can sleep under the desk.
I feel like Andre's corpse would be found at his job just because of what it is. So they just open a locker and he's just strode up in like a blood eagle position with fucking flaps and shit hanging from his back.
I feel like I would get what's worse is I would get like extravagant murdered by some like random cultists who are like, you know what, we just need we are like Life's Saints Pavilion and we just need to store a few things in a box. Do you have large box for storing things? And I'm like, we have like a 10x10, and they're like, that will have to do. Let's go with a 10x10. How much of you can be spread across the 10x10?
What?
And then they just string me up as far as they can.
Like, so, see, that I you feel... okay, you and I are kind of going in the same direction. Because I was thinking, I was like, one day I just want to be walking around in my Cthulhu shirt, and there's just like this cult that's trying to bring back the old ones. So they've been fucking sacrificing people the whole time. They're like, he knows of the old ones. So they just like bag me over the head and drag me out into the fucking like forest lakes and then just fucking skin me alive and throw my corpse in the middle of a pond to try and bring back Cthulhu. And then they just find my corpse out there.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't
that.
Work. You're just floating out there skinless and naked, and everybody's like, what happened to the skin? It's just
exactly.
gone. It's perfectly removed. No cut marks or anything. It's just gone.
Yeah, and they're just like, what? Kyle, what would yours be?
What is the most likely way we would find you murdered?
I don't fucking know. What the
you
hell?
Gotta get creative, Kyle. I got another scenario
not,
after
I
this.
I am not good.
Nah, for Kyle, it would be something like Home Invasion. Like, she would have had to, like...
I would have just been playing The Sims.
So, I was about to say, you'd be playing The Sims and someone would just bash you over the head with a
exactly.
hammer.
Exactly. She'd be playing The Sims and that's... Yes, someone would hit her over the head with a fucking hammer or something. And because Kyle doesn't let the dogs roam around the house, they would be barking their asses off in a kennel while some dude just walks in with a fucking deer mask and he's just like, I'm here for Kyle.
Oh, God, he knows my name.
Yeah,
the worst thing is
name.
That my Sims would probably be left unpaused, and so all my Sims would die by the time Andre got home to find me.
Yeah, because that's the thing that I would check. Are the Sims alive? I know she's dead, but are the Sims alive?
We need to keep it going.
You know, actually, I've been working.
But this is the thing I wanted to bring into this. It doesn't necessarily need to be like a serial killer or something. Like, we can bring monsters and shit into this. Huh? That's why I really want someone to get creative. Okay, you just want to get killed by a cult then.
I want to get killed by a group of people who want to like display my corpse somewhere.
That's fine.
I think that's fine.
And then on top of my Sims being unpaused, the cats would probably be eating me.
So. Your eyelids.
Persia would be the first.
Yeah. I know that Persia would your face. Bond over that.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom tastes so good. I know.
It's amazing. Like the alternative, instead of being the cult thing, I would really just like this, like to just be roaming around, like say Old Town one day, And then there's like this random ass summoned monster, like kind of like Pumpkinhead we were talking about the other day. And I just end up being like one of those like by circumstance murders where like I wasn't the actual target, but I ended up getting in the creature's way. So it just like slashes my chest open. It's just exposed ribs.
Have you ever seen, have you guys ever seen the movie called The Host? And it's made by, or I don't know who it's made by, God. But have you seen the horror movie The Host from Korea?
Oh, I love that movie so much.
I think we've watched The Host before. There's this like amphibious monster that kidnaps a girl.
Yeah, I love that movie so fucking
much. I have it on DVD. I don't think we watched it together.
I thought you were talking about that other movie we watched with the weird tree lady that came out of the body.
Oh, that's The Wretched. Yeah.
Excuse us while we suffer from technical difficulties. Sometimes I hate you. We'll be right back.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. We had massive technical failures, and I don't know what the fuck happened.
All of Andre's equipment is haunted. It's just full of ghosts. This old rickety ghost with shackles on and everything, and it's just like, ooh.
It's a possibility. I've got a lot of shit plugged into this computer, so it might be like, hey,
there
stop.
Are too many
like,
things.
Slow down. You've plugged every hole and you keep telling it to do things. Like,
I'm trying to breathe and you plugged up all the holes to breathe.
Well, yeah, it's like trying to breathe while having vaginal and anal sex. Like, God. You're having a hard time there, fucking Tina.
Where do you breathe from?
When you're having
vaginal, anal, and oral sex?
You just said vaginal and anal.
Well, yeah, but I meant that there's also a dick in your mouth, because that's why you can't breathe.
Wait, you didn't say that.
I'm saying that, like, the last-ditch opportunity was to breathe through your pussy or your fucking asshole, but instead
I don't even
understand
how you breathe through your pussy, you asshole.
Fucking spiders do it. I don't know. Maybe it's time to evolve, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
This motherfucker. Man.
All right, so Kyle and I went to the haunted trail, actually.
Yeah.
God.
Was it actually a haunted trail? Was it full of ghosts? And the macabre?
Yeah, so this year, instead of doing...
Wait. Did you know that I thought the word was macabre?
Fuck you.
Not macabre. Fuck I thought it was macabre.
You piece of
shit. For the longest time, I legit thought it said it was the word macabre.
I just want to imagine Vincent Price was like, the night was so macabre.
Welcome to the macabre hour. What?
The screams were blood-curdling.
So, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, so Balboa Park, instead of doing the...
We didn't go to Balboa Park at all.
Isn't it all three of them teamed up, right? Yeah, because they're all owned by like the same person. So instead of doing like separate things, they all did the same thing.
Okay, so
what?
The three things are
haunted hotel,
haunted
trails,
haunted trail,
Del Mar fairgrounds,
and haunted fairgrounds. Thanks. Well, the fairgrounds are usually the haunted trail and, or wait, not haunted trail, haunted hayride. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's haunted hayride, haunted trail, and haunted hotel. And, yeah, like Kyle said, they're three different companies usually. But they were all like, fuck it, let's just squish everybody together in the same place. And they were like, let's go to Del Mar Fairgrounds, which is where we put on the San Diego County Fair. There we go.
Good job. Also didn't happen this year.
No. Oh, well, I'm glad, though. The theme was, like, generic superheroes, so it's fine.
Oh, man, yeah, I would have been fine with missing out on that anyways.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Like, they had, like, some, like, off brand copy of like Superman as
here
their...
is man Who? Super
who's excited for Ultra Guy.
Here he comes to save Lane Lois. They just swap names over. That's it.
But
don't worry, it's board shorts man. He's fast. But
up,
only
guys?
Sometimes.
Man, but no, this year they came together and they put on, like, just in time for October, the Scream Zone haunted,
it's roadkill. It's called roadkill. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
She wanted to stab you in the throat. It was great.
Go ahead. I was just trying to think. Is that not what it's called?
Go ahead, yeah. What?
I was just trying to recall the name.
No, thank you. But go ahead. You got it.
It's not a tumor.
What?
You're making things difficult.
No, I'm not.
Kyle, what happened at this place?
No, nothing happened.
What types of spooks and haunts were there?
It was It was fun. It definitely wasn't, like, scary.
It wasn't blood-curdling. Victor.
No, because, like, you would drive through. So each, it was a mile-long trail that you drove through in your own car.
Oh, mind you, we went with my mom.
Yes. Okay. And you just drive through a mile-long trail, and, like, each section is a different theme. So there's, like, your iconic, like, Halloween.
It was horror movie slashers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So it was, like, okay, so across the entire mile, was there, like, separate themes in every area? Like, you had transitioned to, like, a new area, basically?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was all connected, but yes, once you kind of, like, turned around the corner to go to the next, like, area, I guess, it was a different theme. And one of them, I can't remember what it was called, but it was basically, like, a haunted highway kind of thing. So there was, like a gas station and like a barbecue place and stuff
like
that.
Were there undead bikers on choppers?
That would have been cool.
That would have been great. Like one of my absolute favorite things of it was how many halves of horses there were.
Oh my God.
It was all the butts. It was all horse butts.
It was all just the back halves.
A whole bunch of
dummy
horse
horses.
Yeah.
They didn't have any front half of horses, and so they just tried to like angle them to where you couldn't see.
But like one of them was just a Connex box with,
wagon
wheels.
Oh, man, I loved that. It was fantastic.
It was just a Connex box with wagon wheels and half a horse attached to the front.
No, but it was great because they painted it to look like an old, like, wooden wagon, and they even put, like, the sheet over it to make...
That was painted.
No.
I looked.
I know.
Oh, you're saying it was painted over
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
And they had wheels, and they had wheels that were painted onto the, like, actual wheel, I think. But it was really cool. It was definitely way too big to be an actual trail, like, cart that they would have had. But it was still cool. I really liked that.
So, like, what did, like, so I know they had to have, like, scare at, oh, I lost it again. There we go.
Excuse us while we suffer from technical difficulties. Sometimes I hate you. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back again. For some reason, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but we keep losing the show. Like, there's a lot of weird technological hiccups, and hopefully it'll work better now, but I'm sorry about that, guys. So, Kyle.
Yeah.
There was the painted box.
Man, yeah, I love that painted box so much. It, like,
Can I take a pause real quick? So far from what I'm understanding, the biggest, most exciting thing about this entire mile-long stretch is a painted box with a horse attached to it.
It was definitely...
It's just, y'all can't ask me about shit like that, because when I go to stuff like that, or even when I go to concerts, I pay attention to... The
set,
like,
dressing.
Yeah, the set dressing. And so I'm just like, the techie side of my brain is just like,
I wouldn't even say it's just that. Like, because she also paid attention. Like, we happened to drive by the staging area for, like, where the like costuming and makeup was done. And she just watched inside that room. She just watched as we drove by. And I was like, why is that the spooky part you want to stare at?
Oh my God. I was like, it's the costume room. Look at
that. This is where all the magic happens.
Man. I get so excited when I go to stuff like that. I love to look at all the detail and everything. Cause really, like that Connex box, that trailer was painted so well.
So, what's wrong with me? I love you to death. What the fuck was that? That Connex box was painted so well.
It
God.
Was. It was
your
great,
theater nerd
the
comes up so hard sometimes.
I missed it so much.
I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I feel like if I take you to a play, you'll just sit there and fucking not spectate.
Look at
the
ropes
story or anything
and shit.
Like that. It'll be really weird. And then when it's over, she'll just be like, "I really loved their pulley system." And I'm like,
"What
the fuck are you talking about? You watched the wrong part."
No, I watched the right part.
But
if Kyle were to watch like Team America, like she would just pay attention to all the puppet stringing going on.
what I thought was really funny about the park. So Kyle And everybody else, like even my mom, swears that this place was segregated into like different sections of horror and stuff.
I never said that.
In no way. Yeah, you said that that's how it was designed. Was these things are supposed to be separate horror things.
No.
But they were all the same
thing.
I was
asking if that was it.
They were all guy in brown shirt. Oh. With can of coins, shaking can of coins at car.
What? Yeah. Like, so, what you this? Ran into the same guy over and over again?
No, but essentially they were all lady or guy wearing brown shirt to make them hard to see in the dark for some reason. And all they had was cans of coins and they just shake it at you.
For like the loudness of it.
Guy.
There was the chainsaw guy who kind of schlubbed himself up to the side of the car and just roared his chainsaw, and I yelled at him.
I feel like it's so much less scary than normal because you're inside of a vehicle.
They will put their shit in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they'll like kind of like tap on the car too and stuff like that. But it is good. Like, I'm happy that they did it. It's something that they should they should have done, and it's good that they did. And It's I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they can't also get a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Like in each area, it's only like one or two people and they're spaced apart. So one person, they'll be either like across the street or there will only be like one person in like that section
so,
and stuff like that.
Like a lot of it has to really focus on the set dressing then.
You have to drive into these. They're dioramas, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're horror-themed
like
dioramas
size.
That you drive into, and each of them is, like, set-dressed. Yeah. And yes, it does focus on creating, like, you can tell somebody worked on environmental atmosphere quite a bit and tried their hardest to make something, because, like, they had things that they won't normally have at these
They were
theme
using
parks.
Stuff that they, like, the ticket booths that are at the fair, they had those in one of, like, the sections that they had decorated, and like some of them had like strobing lights in it or like fog coming out of it. One of their sections was actually like fair themed, and they had like a little
Ferris wheel.
Yeah, Ferris wheel. There you go. I was about to go around.
Oh, hell yeah.
all of the actors, for some reason, like, because I don't think they know what to do. Like, it's kind of like, remember how we talked and we were like, what can guys do to be sexy? Like, how do guys pose themselves to be sexy?
How do actors work when then people in cars?
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. Is like, if you are normally used to reacting from people's body language and stuff like that and how to interact with them, interacting with a moving vehicle full of people is an entirely different experience. Mm-hmm. So it feels, like I said, like somebody trying to learn, like, I swear, like, little girls through, like, high school girls through adult women go through an entire process where they learn how to try to be sexy. They'll do shit in the mirror, or they'll learn how to dance a particular way by themselves. These people essentially only have practice periods of, like, 4 seconds as a car drives past them with either
screaming
people.
And then they have to reset.
Exactly. Either screaming people, or what's worse, it's a car full of teenagers with Snapchat or fucking
so they have their cameras
thing, like,
aiming
open.
At them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I didn't really see a lot of cameras. What I think, though, is that there were a lot of in the back of the car texters. I think that definitely was a thing that happened. We lost you, Victor.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even my hardware.
Oh, yo, there you are.
We
that was
you.
Just a network issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's,
you hear me?
That's no
yeah.
biggie.
Yeah.
I mean, it says that I have a poor network connection, but I'm having 35-second tick rate, so I understand that. Let's see this. I might lose you for a second.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll just leave it as it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, again, accountant. Fuck, there's so many accountants in this episode.
Clap on, clap off, clapper.
Clapper. I got a disease.
I really enjoyed
five,
that.
Four,
three,
two,
one.
Go! Oh, man,
my lights are off now.
Kyle, you
fuck
know
you.
Clap too. Okay. Yeah, I don't really think they had, like, much to go on. Like, they were yeah. like, how do we be scary to cars? Like, I think that's what it is. And I think a lot of people were, like, dealing with back of the car texting and shit like that. Like,
oh, like,
really
people weren't even paying attention to what they were going through, basically.
Well, I think the driver and maybe whoever was in the passenger seat was doing so.
But anyone backseating?
I can almost guarantee, like, there's just a car full of 13-year-old girls that didn't get off fucking Snapchat.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's just interesting. I like Kyle was saying, I am happy that they attempted to do so. And I feel like as time goes on this month, as they get closer to the end, I feel like these guys are going to start learning how it works more to scare cars if they actually care enough. Or if not, they're just like, I'm going to shake my change can at people.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it's going to work. I think it's just going to be, fuck it, I'm going to shake my change can at people.
And some of the people, when we did go through, and honestly, instead of trying to, like, scare, they came up to the car being creepy, but they would make jokes with us instead.
And so, like the jokes obviously, like, lessen the scare. There was one girl that I did like, who just chose to stare at us as the car passed.
See, I love that. That shit is so creepy. Yeah.
And her in particular, she also chose to walk very strangely. Like, mm-hmm. she
is that
changed
the one that was jumping.
Yeah,
with
she
doll?
Changed her walk pattern and, like, handed us a doll. And it's not that I thought she was creepy. It's just that I think that she did, like I said, she's learning how
it works.
With this. Like, this is the way that you should interact. Like, because the chainsaw guy, literally, you pull up next to him, he chainsaws at you, and then you drive away.
And
it's
he
like
just stands
weird,
there.
Yeah,
it's like the
really
end of
weird,
a
like,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre where he runs into the highway.
It's not even like that. It's like fucking, you ever go to a fucking Sonic? It's like at Sonic, you drive up to the driveway and then the fucking chainsaw man just goes and then he just stops and then waits for the next person to drive up to the driveway.
Oh, man.
I will say though that it is fun if you have somebody that gets scared easily.
Yeah, my mom was horrified the
oh, really?
Entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time, just screaming her lungs out.
That's good. Yeah, because like when you have someone like that, I feel like it makes like the whole like situation and this adventure more immersive. Because then you're just like, this
like,
is great.
Because right at the beginning, as we started going through, me and Andre already saw this dude walk up on the right side of the car. And Andre's mom was in the passenger seat, and she was talking, like, she was looking away from the window, and this dude walks up and just walks next to the car, just staring at her the whole time, and she doesn't even notice.
I didn't even want to call her attention. I was like, wow, you are just, like, you would get picked off by murder
so quick.
She just, like, goes to nonchalantly look out the window to see what's on that side, and the dude's just fucking
right
there in the window. Yeah.
So my other thing. Oh, go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it is fun if you have it. Like, don't go there expecting to get scared, but it is fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, Kyle and I have been watching the horror movie every night with our streaming party thing that we do. But every other, like, couple of days, I'll put on, like, Disney horror movies that we grew up with. Well, not Disney. Disney Halloween movies, I should say, that we grew up with. Like, Halloween Town and fucking Don't Look
Up. Oh, man,
I
love Halloween Town.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like that. Like, just more
like a
Halloween-themed
place.
Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's more. It's less horror, more Halloween-themed. And that's what I dig about it.
I still really enjoy that. So, like, the other thing is, like, I'm assuming that the scare actors really didn't try and focus on the driver much, just on the off chance that they could just be stupid.
Interestingly enough, they do interact with the driver
really?
Quite a bit. Yeah.
That's the only thing, because I'm, like, waiting to hear that one day where just, like, over at Del Mar Scare Grounds, because someone slammed on the accelerator.
Oh, yes, that, because I was gonna say, granted the speed limit is only 3 miles per hour, but yes, that one person who like freaks out and just
exactly
like, considering how my mom was behaving, it's very good that my sister drove the car, because my mom would have killed a woman.
That's what I
like,
mean,
no like, joke, like my mom would have killed somebody with that car.
Like, I can imagine just being one of the scare actors and just like, man, this could be it right now.
Well, what I think is also not very wise is that they will flank the car on both sides.
Oh,
and I'm
no
like, that's maybe not a wise decision, because like if someone's scared on the right side and there's a guy on the left side, they're just gonna slam into the guy on the left side.
It's got my legs.
Yeah. He's gone.
Oh, and also They have it like right before you actually enter the haunted trail.
Yeah.
They have like concessions.
Oh yeah, I love that part.
Lined up so you can
like
get,
drive
like,
up concessions.
Waffles, hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn. The fucking...
Yeah, my mom got fucking kettle corn.
Yeah, I love that.
Like right before we entered, the lady was like, "Oh hey, make sure you put away your food," because apparently they had some dude choke on his kettle.
Oh my god! He's
like, "Pull the car over. We have to do CPR. This fucking Ted's dying."
Punch him in the throat, scared. Quick! Get the popcorn out of his ass.
That fucking dude in the brown shirt with a fucking can of coins scared the shit out of him.
It's just like a whole bunch of homeless people coming at you. Ah, God, could fucking change.
No, dude, that's, like, if I'm being honest, that's more what it feels like. It's like a bunch of homeless people, because it's straight up a metal can with coins in it, and they just rattle it at
or
you.
Or they just like smack wood or whatever.
It's really it's just abrupt loud noise, and I'm like, that's not scary, that's just confusing.
That's like what I experience every day.
It was like this really
the fat guy,
big fat guy wearing just a black kilt.
There was a dude with no shirt, just titties out.
Oh hell yeah!
Painted. Yeah, he had a face painted on his stomach. And he was like, driving up.
He fucking belly rolled on the way, like, up to him.
Yeah, I liked him. That I liked. I didn't care for what he said, but he, other than that, it was okay. He was fine.
I can dig it.
He was my favorite, though, but yeah.
He called Kyle not pretty. That's what he said. Oh, I remember now. He was like, "Oh, look at you, my pretty." And then something after that, and he was like,
he just said, "No, you're not."
No, you're not. And I was like, "Wait, that's not scary. That's just
that's mean." Yeah. Why would you do that?
Just being mean to me. So I was like, "Ah, you dick. She's pretty, and you can't tell. She's wearing a mask."
Yeah.
But it's fine. He has titties anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't upset about it, but I'm just like that just kind of.
Well,
stupid.
This dude offered my mom head and held a decapitated head at her. Yeah. I don't know how to interact with my mom in this conversation.
Mom, this is all on you. You can handle this.
So I'm going to transition to our last note. Yeah. And actually, this is just a personal dilemma that I'm having I figured I'd talk to you guys about. Like, so I don't feel festive at all, or at least I haven't until this weekend. I played a video game called Soma, which is like this horror video game that came out in 2015
Yeah, it's pretty old.
I put it off for years, like 5 fucking years. I didn't play this game. And
you know what's even funnier is like, I remember the day that you first got it, you were so stoked for that game, dude. Like you came to work the next year, like, so cool. And then I never heard you talk about it again.
Cause I played like the first like 15 minutes of it. And then I just stopped playing it and I loved it. And I didn't, like, the game doesn't, it's cool. So the game essentially takes place in 100 years in the future after the world ends. And you play, like, a consciousness that was copied in the early 2000s and placed in a robot in the late, like, 2100s. So it's a really cool story and premise and everything. And it takes place in this fucking underwater research facility. And it's super claustrophobic and uncomfortable and everything that I wanted in a horror thing. And what's funny is, like, when I say I don't feel necessarily festive is I work at a self-storage facility, and all I do is customer service all day. Like, you at least work retail where entertainment products are coming out, and you have, like, interesting things to talk to people about. Like, today I just talked to a woman about applying her deposit, her deposit to her first month's rent on her unit. So, like... that's not helping with like my absence of like of excitement for the season. And don't get me wrong, I fucking love Christmas, but like
god damn it, every time. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday.
It's fine.
It's just Christmas and Halloween. I get the two mixed
Christmas
up.
Christmas equals Halloween.
Yep, and Halloween equals Christmas.
I love Halloween and like dressing up and everything. Like that's my favorite thing. And like last year's Halloween was so awesome. This year's Halloween is going to be so not the same. Not awesome. But like Kyle and I went to this fucking like horror themed rave festival last year.
Man, yeah.
Fucking
so
decked out and covered in spray paint. Fucking
well, you
just
were covered
high
in spray
on energy
paint.
Drinks. Yeah. And like you know how I always want like that lever knocked up to 11 on all things all the time? It's like I've been in third gear forever. Like everything's you can, like it literally has written on it, like turn it to 11, rip the knob off, and I'm like, 3 sounds good.
3's comfortable.
I feel like that's a comfortable like ambiance sound. Mm-hmm. So like that's how I've been feeling, and I'm like, how do I immerse myself in the horror sensation? And I was like, maybe, you know, the month long of horror movies. Like, Kyle has been a trooper because all of my movies have been fucking gross and uncomfortable and weird, but they're awesome. And what's great, I do like find some energy. I know I'm just kind of like ranting, but
it's okay.
I find excitement in the fact that Kyle is like, I really liked that one. We watched Color Out of Space yesterday.
I love that movie so much.
And she walked away like happy that it was uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah,
and
that's how I felt.
And that's like, after I watched it, I was like, I need a bath.
Exactly.
I will say, for that movie, the only thing I have ever seen about that movie is the cover photo.
Yep.
So I had absolutely no idea what it was about, and it's definitely not why I expected it to be
Neither
about.
Neither did I. Victor talked about it. He was like, bro, I saw Color Out of Space. You gotta watch it. I downloaded it that day and watched it. And,
then you were like, I feel so gross. I was like, right?
Yeah. So, like, that movie and just all of the horror movies that we've been watching all month have definitely helped. But, like, I find myself, up until I played Soma, just like not festive at all. Have you guys been feeling that way, or
so,
what's going on?
I haven't been anywhere near as intense as I normally am, but like, I'm definitely enjoying the Halloween spirit. What I'm trying to do is figure out how to course correct to fit the current situation we're in life right now. So like, right now I'm just like, damn, like, how do I Halloween this year on the assumption that there will be kids, because I know there's still going to be kids. So it's like, I got it, I'm gonna just improvise this tube that hangs from my fucking porch and goes out about midway into my yard, so that way I can just dump their little candy bags in and it slides down into their buckets and it's gonna be fine.
Are you getting prepackaged candy bags, like,
so
like
I ordered,
you should bundle the candy bags, right?
No, yeah. So what I'm going to do is just like two pieces of candy, because I ordered candy recently. I'm just going to get like a little snack bag to tie off two pieces, throw it down the chute, call it a day. And then they just run through like that.
Like, I love you to death. You're one of my favorite people. But if I brought my kid to your house and you gave me candy that was like in an unvacuum sealed bag, I would not let them eat it because of COVID.
It's not open, though.
No, like, there's still going to be, like, fun-sized pieces, but then I'm going to put them...
If it's Reese's, like, if it's Reese's where the candy is foil and stuff like that, like, just even just the actual... I know it sounds stupid, but even just the packaging, like, it's different than going to, like, a grocery store and buying some food because they require their, like, employees to wear masks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this dude could just fucking be rubbing his dick sweat all over his fucking candy.
I mean, they can normally do it like that anytime.
And that's why, like, Kyle's heard me. I actually don't trust Christmas goers.
God damn it.
I don't trust the people who give out candy at all. I just don't. I did as a kid, but now adult me literally does. It's not even the fact that, like, I'm like, oh, it could be poisoned or razor blades. It's not that. It's like, this dude touches his dick all day and then just fed his dick to my kids.
That's on your gross assumption that everyone's horrible. Because me, I respect the tradition
people.
Of Halloween, and I literally just put it there, give it to the kid, boom, it's done. I'm even dressing
up
as a plague doctor this year.
Just promise me you won't masturbate that day. That's what I need you to promise.
I'm gonna be wearing gloves even if I do.
You can't even promise me that you won't masturbate. I need it right here. Please, or you will not fucking stroke your dick on Halloween.
And if I do, I'll wash my hands real good and put gloves
on.
It's fine.
Look, see, he's not even going to say. He's going to beat his meat on Halloween. You fucking
How
slug.
Dare you try and take me beating my meat on Halloween away from me? Fuck you.
I just wanted like a vow of, you know, fucking chastity just to make sure that the children in the neighborhood are safe from your dick sweat. Oh, man.
But yes, I have been festive. Podcast. I've just been trying to readjust accordingly to figure out how I can do this during the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I can respect it. Because, like, you're one of the most, like, festive people that I can think of when it comes to fucking Halloween. Not Christmas, Halloween. You're one of the most festive people I can think of when it comes to Halloween. And, it's weird thinking of, like, your house not dressed up right now. Is it?
Dude.
Or is it not?
Like... So my room is, I haven't had the time to do my house yet because A, it's been hot as fuck. And on top of that, like, I'm trying to, again, figure out how to set up. So I think this year it's only going to be the porch. So that way the whole yard just kind of keeps its own thing. And the focus is the porch. And then again, the tube. It's just going to be the tube.
The tube is important.
So the tube's going to be the main thing.
What's the largest PVC pipe I can buy?
And then like my uncle's in construction and stuff. So I was like, oh man, I might just get in contact with him and see if he's got any leftover tube.
Oh, dude, it's fine. Make it cool. Get an air compressor. Rig it to shoot candy. There's
this YouTuber chick that I watch sometimes, and she lives in Texas. And they've been trying, she, like, goes all out for Halloween normally, like, fucking crazy. And this year, she was trying to figure out what to do about giving kids candy, because I definitely know if anybody's going to trick-or-treat anywhere, there's definitely still going to be trick-or-treaters in Texas.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah, because those are Republican trick-or-treaters.
Hell, goddamn right. Coronavirus ain't real.
How to give kids the candy. And so her and her husband, they go, like, deer hunting and stuff like that. So they have those big-ass, like, stands. Like,
oh, okay, the platforms.
I was like, they're going to
I was going to say they're going to use deer pelt and shit.
What are you talking about?
Here's a sack made from a dead animal full of candy.
Do you want a water skin for Thanksgiving? Here you go.
No, for Thanksgiving. They have those structures that you build to, like, just wait until something comes by and stuff.
Yeah, the hidey holes.
The hunter perch.
Yeah, so they're going to set one of those up, and they're going to have a tube that the candy down.
That's the same thing I'm thinking. And what I'm going to do is just make it a sharp incline to make sure the candy doesn't get stuck. And then since my porch is lifted.
Cooler than that. Can you fucking rig an air compressor to just shoot I'm not going to hurt a kid. 90 miles an hour at the fucking chest. And, like, the smallest little dude that came to your house was like 2 years old. So just rocket fucking candy. At
what I gotta
miles
do?
In space.
I have to have him line up outside and play. All right, next, you stand right there and put your bucket straight up against your stomach. Now you hear then, dunk, and just fucking tears through the stomach. Merry Christmas.
He did it. He said the thing. Kyle, what about you?
Yeah, I love Halloween. I always have, and
I almost corrected you and called it Christmas. God, man. What the fuck is going on?
It's not a tumor.
All the time.
You know, it's weird hearing you, like, call Halloween Christmas so much. It sounds normal coming from you. So when you actually say Halloween,
it's weird.
Right? Because I don't say Halloween. I say Christmas all the time. Yeah, but I'm talking about Halloween.
We know. We know. Everybody knows. It's okay. I'm a little upset, I guess, that it's the first year that I can actually, like, decorate how I want, and I feel like I can't. And especially this house, I definitely don't want to decorate this house at all. It's such a tiny little yard, and I just don't know what I would
do. How it
do.
Works.
We could kill people and leave them out on the lawn.
True. Yeah. Also, what's worse is just, like, it's supposed to be the perfect Halloween this year. Between, like, the full moon, the time change, it's on a Saturday, like, all of that.
October was just fucking great, because October 1st was a full moon, and the last
super
day of
solid.
October is another fucking full moon. It's great.
Sam Hain on steroids.
It was a fucking Friday the 13th in here, and we would have been doing a fucking Ascent of Valhalla.
I've been trying to, like, stay festive. Like, I was super excited, and I actually decorated my cubicle space at work.
It's sick. She
I love it.
House
it looks
desk.
So good.
I love it so much. I remember I took my stuff there, like, the day before October 1st, and I was so excited. And I was like, I'm going to wait until after work to decorate. And it was like 11. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything.
Fuck it.
So I just decorated my desk. And I have, like, that creepy cloth, that black, like, webby looking cloth.
The cheesecloth.
Huh?
It's called cheesecloth.
No, it's actually called creepy
cloth. Oh, it's this creepy cloth? Okay.
Yeah, like if you bought it on Amazon, it's called creepy cloth.
Yeah, it's just cheesecloth, though, that they
Walmart,
dye black.
At Target. Those bags, it literally says creepy cloth.
Yeah.
But okay. I have that, yes, the cheesecloth. And I have that, like, wrapped around the side. Because my cubicle's kind of, like, L-shaped. And I'm at, like, the shorter end of the L. So the longer part goes to the right and behind me.
It's not a cube.
I said L. I didn't say
cubicle. You said cubicle.
Cubicle, okay? Shut the fuck up, Audrey.
Cubicle.
Cubicles are people boxes for work.
Yeah, but it's my half. It's like a big cubicle, and it's my half of the cubicle.
This is my cubicle. Get the fuck out of here. This is my cubicle.
God. I have it going, like, along that, and there's, like, this little, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I have that wrapped around my cubicle, and then I have a file cabinet up against the end of my cubicle, so I have that wrapped in it, and I have tombstones going around
it. Oh, hell yeah.
And, huh?
I'm just down with all of this. It sounds great.
And I bought these orange, green, and purple lights that I have strung up across the edge of my cubicle, and then I have it going on the side of the cubicle underneath the creepy cloth, so it's lit up from the backside. And I have, oh gosh, what else do I have? I have, I brought my own Ouija board from home.
I love how she's like, this is my home Ouija board. Yeah. And this is my office Ouija board.
Somebody at work asked me where I got the Ouija board from, and I was like, oh, that's mine. And they were like, what?
Excuse me?
Like, yeah, it's fine, it's fine. But I have that out with some little battery-operated tea light candles going across it, so it looks like somebody's kind of, like, trying to do, like, a little seance kind of thing. And I have a journal that I bought from Spirit.
Is it the Necronomicon says, Ex Mortis?
No. No. It's just like a little journal that's blank. And it was cheap. And it just says like spells on it or something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, I'll toss that on top. And then I have a tray that I got that originally the first day, October 1st, I brought homemade Halloween cookies to work. And I had up on there, and those were all gone by the end of the day.
God damn.
It took 60 years to eat.
Yeah, they took me like all day to make them.
All the piping.
Yeah, we watched the entire duration of Splinter while she made those cookies.
And I was working on those before that, too.
Yeah, it took her like 4 hours to make cookies.
Yeah, it was crazy. But everybody liked them. They were all gone. I brought a few back home, but most of them were all gone. And then the next day, and it should still be there. I don't know because since I haven't been at work, but I bought like one of those big ass bags of candy and just like piled all the candy on top of that tray. So,
like that.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I have crows like lining my desk. Straw! And stuff like that too. Yeah.
Straw!
I have the most festive cubicle.
Yeah, mine. I didn't get festive at all. Like I haven't even figured out what I want to wear for Halloween.
Oh man, I already got my costume.
I think I want to buy a
same. It's hanging up over there.
I think I want to buy a werewolf mask and go real lazy, but I'm thinking
like just put on a plaid shirt and just put the mask on to sit there.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah, that's what I want to do. And so since Halloween's on a Saturday, I know that you work, but do you want to do a Sometimes I Hate You like live stream on Halloween?
That sounds fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we could work out the really logistics fun. On that.
Yeah, I can bring the
plague doctor back from the dead because that guy hasn't been around in forever.
Because we've recorded a Halloween episode on Halloween for the last 3 years.
Yeah
man.
So I think it's become a tradition, and I think we should honor said tradition by doing that. Because on those Halloween episodes, I always also make it a point to have them uploaded that night. So
yeah.
Somehow people can fucking listen to Halloween. So I really think that we should like aim to do so this year too.
Yeah, no, I think that'll definitely be fun. I honestly already thought we were gonna do that. So
we can all wear costumes on
it's fine. I just hope y'all know that my costume that I bought is gonna be my costume for like the next 5 years.
Oh my god, that means you spent money on it.
I spent like $60
on it.
Well, it
just looks really nice. Like she could go to a Renaissance fair and be called a wench, no problem.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I can dig that. Yeah. I honestly think I'm just going to either be switching between Jason and Plague Doctor for the next few years. That's honestly it.
That's fine.
I would like to just be a werewolf this year. Like, I want to be I don't want to be a lazy werewolf. I might get the mask and gloves combo pack. And
oh, hell
just wear
yeah.
A flannel, like you said. But I'm thinking of being lazy werewolf. And no, see, you said the boots. I'm thinking of what is it? Tennis shoes and what are they called? Basketball shorts. Because Nobody's ever like the tank top wearing American werewolf, you know?
Oh, you're damn right.
I kind of want to wear my tank top and a your werewolf mask.
American flag.
Yeah, I want to be an American flag werewolf. I think that's great. It's a good time. We got a vote next month, so
I think
that's a good way to do it. I want to be the fucking American flag werewolf.
Goddamn most patriotic werewolf there is.
You know, that's what I'm excited for. When President Werewolf wins, I will be properly dressed up.
That'll be a real good time. His inaugural speech is just going to be at the full moon in Howland.
That's it. Just the whole time. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on Sometimes I Hate You. I'm Andy. That's Kyle.
Hi.
And that's Victor.
Don't get to the chopper.
We are a weekly comedy variety podcast that shows up on Twitch at 8 p.m. So go to twitch.tv/sometimesihateyou. Sometimes I hate you.
Sometimes.
You can also email us at sometimesihateyoupodcast@gmail.com. If you guys have any notes, comments, concerns, or anything you want us to talk about, email us there. And we also have a Patreon for anybody who wants to support us. Any dollar really, really helps. But email us, you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/sometimesihateyou. And if you can't remember all of those links, here's one last link, because it'll link you to everything. And Victor made it. And from what I understand is all of the porn girls on the internet use this service.
We had this conversation. I told you. It's just from Instagram. So, fuck you.
So you go to linktr.ee/sometimesihateyou. It'll take you to all of our things. So if you want to find us, that's how you find us. That's it. I hope you guys have a good... What is this? Wednesday? Wednesday. Yeah. Have a
real
Wednesday.
Wet Wednesday.
Have a real wet Wednesday.
Yabana Nujanga.
Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Victor.
Welcome to Sometimes I Hate You.
You trash monster.
I can't read.
You get two lines in and this is what you do?
Okay, one more time. We'll just start from here. Okay, ready? Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Victor.
Welcome to Sometimes I Hate You, your weekly comedy variety show where two idiots pour random brain goo of hilarity out on your face.
Why have you not been telling people about the Goose Village that is a fine podcast? We have expectations.
Requirements.
Demands.
We demand you follow the rules and nobody gets hurt, okay?
Rule number one, you talk about the podcast.
Rule number two, you talk about the podcast.
Rule number three, if you like this shit, share it.
Share it on social medias. Help text your loved ones.
We like you with your kneecaps.
Please share the show and subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform.
One, two, three.
Remember, keep your boots shined and your gun pointed forward. Good!
Good.